Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Put the Gucci watch on. Ooh, Lord, look.
This is the internationally known DJ TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Big Mouth and J2. How you doing over there?
What it do, baby?
Hello, J2. It's holiday time. It's holiday time.
Thanksgiving around the corner. Everybody want to eat some greens and turkey.
Okay. So
with that cornbread, you know we gonna do it big in the South.
I know you are. So you got some things to say this right now.
Oh yes, I definitely do.
Let's go ahead and say this. The views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2, and are used for entertainment purposes only. These views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio or any other entity. And you know what? That's what's up.
Well, are you trying to be sexy? That's what's up. Well,
you know, I have to get the bell of wild,
I'm trying to
know.
Hype myself up. I'm trying to hype myself up. It's serious.
Okay, you just hit the horns. Hit the horns on
it. In the meantime, you know, we have to give our shout out to all of our listeners.
The country countdown.
Yeah, we got to give a shout out to Blog Talk Radio because, well, no. Let me back up a little bit. First of all, I need to give a shout out to Marcel Kevin Odom, the Grand
Marcel Odom,
Be All, Poobah, Big Daddy, up
yeah.
close. Had a belated birthday, and a shout out to him, because if it wasn't for him, I would not even know each other. How about
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Big up to Marcel
and Blog
Odom.
Talk Radio, we got to give a shout out.
Yeah. And he's the Omega,
Oh, yeah. He's Mr. Grand Poobah of the Poobahs. And Blog
yes,
Talk
ma'am.
Radio.
Yeah, you know that. We got a big up to my man. Okay.
Okay. And Blog Talk Radio for the
Blog
platform.
Talk.
We truly appreciate it.
Because
without y'all, we can't be heard. And I want to give a shout out to us. Australia.
Okay,
I want to give a shout out to New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Peru. China.
Nice.
Canada.
Canada. What's up, Canada?
Stop.
What's up? Wait a minute. Before you move on, what's up, Drake? Canada. Okay, move on.
South Africa. Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Tanzania. Uganda.
Wakanda forever. You know I love y'all. Okay, come on.
Kenya.
Woo!
Argentina. Germany.
Germany.
India. Who else? Romania. The UK.
UK all day.
The Netherlands. Finland. Croatia.
Croatia.
Japan.
Japan.
And the United States of America. We want to thank everybody. Everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Eat somebody. So we just want to thank y'all. Truly, we do.
Yeah, call into the show if y'all want to. 563-999-3477. Call in right now.
Say it again.
Let us know what y'all think about the show. Just say, hey, just say what's up. Come talk to us.
Okay, and you can even put it out on your, I'm about to say MySpace. Who, does anybody even use, still use MySpace?
That, you know, that's old, like 20 years ago.
Okay, well, they still, it's still up and running. That's the crazy part. Say it again.
Put it on our space, us, right here,
well,
right now.
Well, I was saying, you know, you like to put out messages to me and others while we are communicating on air. So if you want to, you can blast out real fast and type it while you're talking to me. Call in.
Yep.
On the show right now. How about that?
Oh, man. It's already done. You already, man, it's all good.
Okay.
All right. Really?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So what's up, J2?
Oh, man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, I'm a veteran, right?
Yeah.
You know, I've been in the military and the Navy. And you know what happened in Dallas this week, man? This is so tragic. It's so tragic.
I know. It was horrible. I was watching it when it happened.
Six of our best men, it was a miscommunication. It died because two planes collided. It was a Mustang. If nobody know the history of where the Mustang, the real car, come from, it come from the Mustang engine from the airplane. They call it a P6.
They collided into each other, or what? What happened?
Collided into a B-17, which is really
a
cargo,
AKA
bomber.
Right, that big old heavy.
Big heavy boy. That, you know, soldiers come out, equipment come out, you know, boom. That's just, and maybe some bombs will come out of it, depending on, you know, where they were going. But this was a tragic event because it was honoring the veterans. You know, they had to postpone, so it was honoring the veterans. And just somehow, bam, I think it was FAA, you know, some. They didn't give the right coordinates, but it's tragic that they collided and six people died. Some of our top officials in the government.
Wow, I was
watching
that.
In the Navy or the Air Force, and they gone now.
I was watching that. That was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. What was it over 635 or 35?
67 in Dallas at the Infinite Airport. It was right, it was in Oak Cliff almost. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, unfortunately, that is so sad. And my prayers are with the families of all those individuals. It's just, you know
it's
what?
Just, it's
I just.
That,
Say it again?
Go ahead.
What were you saying?
I was just saying that it could have been handled better because they, I mean, it's always a risk when you're doing an air show. You don't know if, you know, because they flying close to each other trying to emulate the battles of, it could be the Pearl Harbor. It could be, the battle, any other Pacific or Atlantic theaters. They can reenact that. You know what I'm saying? But it's always
It's just sad. I know one thing. This is the holidays, and I am trying to uplift myself and get psyched up because getting used to being up here in the Midwest is dark, and my mood temperature right now is probably a 3. And I'm trying to hype myself
up
to a
8. We got to 8 you up.
Oh, yeah, we got to 8 me up. That's exactly what we got to do. You know what? While I'm thinking about it, because, you know, my memory, my mind goes in and out sometimes, we need to give a shout-out to to Jacob Blake and his family. Unfortunately, they've had a death in their family. And matter of fact, he's up this way, up on the south side, I think he is, of Chicago. So shout out to Jacob Blake and his family. My condolences, our condolences to the family. And Roberta Flack. And, you know, I have a long history with Miss Roberta Flack. She was one of the reasons why I ever got into the entertainment business, the music business. When I was a kid, she used to come up here. I'd come home. She'd be at our house. My sister and I would be responsible to go out. She would take her, like, earrings and stuff off when she would perform and put them on the piano. So my sister and I would have to go back out on stage and get them. Stuff that she left on her piano. So, I was about. Say it again.
No, she was just showing y'all what's up, you know. At a young age.
I think she was just running us through errands. I don't know if she was really showing us too much. But that stuck with me all my life. And that's what made me get into entertainment and all that stuff. Well, unfortunately, Roberta is suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease, and I think she's unable to speak now, and she can't speak now, and or she's having difficulty with speech. So I wanted to, you know, put that out there, and I want to thank her for the influence that she had over my life. Has had over my life, all that stuff. So, you know, I'll never forget. I'd come home sometimes when they'd be up at Ravinia, and I'd come home and walk in the house, and there they were in the house. So it was pretty cool. Cool stuff. I got good stories.
Right.
But, So I just had to say that before I lost that. Train of thought. What?
We got to say peace and blessings to the families. You know, just stay strong. You know, you had a matriarch of the fams. You know, and just stay strong. Stay strong.
Right.
We love you. That's what's up. Coming from J2 from the heart.
Okay. And then, even though I said I'm trying to, well, let me start talking about something positive first. About my week,
because
I'm sick of everything is so dreary. I'm tired of all the sadness. It's something sad every day, and unfortunately, we lost some students at the University of Virginia.
We lost.
They were shot and killed by a former football player.
A former teammate.
Right, a former teammate. Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know what his issue was, if he had gripes with them, if he had mental issues with them. I don't know. But it's just so sad to hear about young kids. Again, you know, it's always something. Then what else happened? Idaho. They found 5 of them shot up in a house.
Wow.
In Idaho, so I was just like, I'm so sick of hearing about go to Idaho?
I don't know.
It's not funny, but they were shot up. They were killed. Five students from the University of Idaho. So
that is really fucked up.
On that note, I said to myself, I'm trying to be positive, especially during the holidays. But
we got a lot of positive stuff coming into Thanksgiving, and I do have some stuff to say. So let's brighten it up. One thing I'll say,
you know, I've been working with my niece and her Eye Candy Hair Academy.
Okay.
And, you know, and it's been, 3 weeks? We're in a third week right now.
How do you see
the
kids progress? Yeah, okay, okay.
Man, you know what? First of all, my niece is super excellent. Her patience and her ability to speak with these girls and boys, I shouldn't say, because we do have one boy in one of our classes, and how she deals with them, I love to see it. But the growth of these kids over the past 3 weeks has just been immense. I mean, in the beginning, you know, they were all, like, separate, and, you know, they weren't talking to each other really. But as time has gone on, the camaraderie, the teamwork that I'm seeing, and the knowledge, these kids are extremely smart. Like, they're answering questions that I never would have even remembered from the week before about hair coloring and
that would be me. Yeah, it was just like, oh, yo, but you know what?
Nice to see.
Yes. Wow, that is amazing.
Just something
so go
positive.
Ahead and tell them what's going on at what with that program. Can you give me some information on that program? Or is it
you mean the Eye Candy Academy? Well, the Eye Candy Academy is, they were given a grant from the government to hold classes, trade classes for kids from 6 to a freshman in high school or 6 to 8th grade. I'm not sure. Anyways, the kids are learning, the kids are learning about the hair care business. They're learning about hair care, how to do hair, those type of things. So it's a free program. She will be giving it again in the spring. She also does classes for kids that are in high school, a natural hair care deal at Evanston High School, which she's teaching high school students how to take care of natural hair, more hands-on approach. So it's just pretty cool, and I like to see the positiveness showing the kids how they can do something, not just how to do something, but how to communicate with people, you know, things like that. It's just great to see. And I remember I used to be in this thing called Junior Achievement. When I was younger, I was in something called Junior Achievement, and now I can see how that kind of benefited me in my life. So it's just great to see, and I just like the positiveness. Congrats to my niece, Candy, at Eye Candy Salon on her Eye Candy Academy, Hair Academy. So, you know,
okay. What's the info? What are they like? Oh, I think I want my daughter to do that and shit.
Well, right now, no one can. It won't be open enrollment again until springtime, because this is a 9-week program and ends in December.
So you better get in right now.
No, it's not open anymore. classes right now are closed. Those that are in there are in there. For the next one does not open up until spring.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all better get in right now.
So I will tell y'all more about it when it gets closer to enrollment. If you're in the Chicagoland area, everyone is welcome.
Do they need to get a number or something so they can call in and be like,
no,
I want
because
my daughter
no,
to be in the program.
No, not now. No, no. But you can check out Eye Candy Hair Salon in Evanston, Illinois. And I will give out future information to those that may be interested. So I don't know. It was just really good to see. It was just really good to see. All right, J2. What are we going to do? We're going to take a quick break like we normally do.
Yep.
And then we're going to come on back. What you think?
That's right. And that's what's up.
And that's what's up. Once again, y'all know my music is all over the place, so it is what it is. Do you know what time it is?
Give it to
us.
Hey, man, let me tell y'all why I get high, man. I get, we get real nigga shit, man. Smoke that OG, baby. Dottie, man. I get high to tell my people back, can't reach them in the sky. Smoking doobies with my brother, mama asked, boy, is you high? Mama, I can't lie, your son been doing wrong, so I get high. Taz told me keep on going, boy, your limit is the sky. Got some nickels who gon' blow for me, that's something I can't deny. Paranoia with them glizzies tucked, that's normal when it's shy. We just put our pains in words, cause we was never taught to cry. Know some niggas who too legendary, dead, but they can't die. I don't need no perfect bitch, boy, I just need a ride or die. I've been fighting all my demons to prevail, hold my eye. I know one day y'all I'ma make it diamonds dance and I'm too fly. Since a young and I've been destined, yeah, I spout with my lil' eye. Escobar, been that nigga, walk through flexing, that's that guy. Claim a wood, I lay so dry, put that exotic in the sky. Some of my people did survive and I ain't get to tell them bye. Everybody got they day, but why my people gotta die? Been through pain and wounds, these scars, so that's the reason I get high. Fuck it, it's a celebration for my angels in the sky. Call the plug and bring the drugs, I swear y'all names will never die. Build a legacy, then I'ma write y'all names across the sky. Went through humble transformations, never cocky, never shy. I'm just trying to make it out, but that's not normal when it's shy. I can use the force like Yoda, you could call me a Jedi. Yeah, I'm coming for the throne, don't get no fuck if you can fly. Boy, I'm smoking on this dope and hell, my mind is purified. You can't smoke with me if you gon' wet the blood, I like it dry. Learn from certain situations, rectified and reapply. Always been a real nigga, I don't gotta verify. You can't come up in my circle, pussy, you don't classify. They broke my heart, can't show affection cause I watch it petrify. They gon' hate before they show some love, that's how they true. As a shorty, learn the process, I demand it, then supply. Walk through the party, all you smell is gone, the bitch is like, oh my. Through disrespect, I make more call and now I gotta specify. It's what time, this my battle cry. Make every move with precautions, I don't gotta justify. You do your dirt up on your loner, you don't need no alibi. Nah, I sit back, smoke my wood and just relax and then get high. Cause I get, we get, you get.
Podcast was brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. It's their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. Destiny Shaw. Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the Lady Barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. If you want to get your hair cut, stop on by Ebony Barbershop.
This your boy B Original representing that Dallas, Texas, and you are listening to That's What's Up with J2 and my homegirl, Big Mouth, on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, y'all.
What's up?
That's what's up, J2.
What's up?
You know what we need to shout? Who we need to shout out?
Ooh,
women
oh,
of
that?
Sigma Gamma Rho.
Well, Sigma Gamma Rho, what's up with it?
Well, it's their 100th birthday.
Okay.
Last weekend was their 100th birthday, so their centennial birthday
sister.
Or whatever they call it.
Those are Kappa Alpha Psi's original sisters, but we ain't going to get into that right now.
I don't know the history. But
yes,
I wanted to give
I
a shout out.
Yes, I can tell you the history. I'm Kappa Alpha Psi, Phi Nu Pal, Pimpa Dot.
Okay. And shout out to Mr. Phi Nu Pi himself, Tucci's. Oh, Tucci. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Phi Nu Pi. Mr. Phi Nu Pi. Oh, I like him so much. Y'all just don't understand.
I know you do.
He said he's just a friend. We say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you so silly.
You silly.
So, you know what? Did you watch the news the other day?
Okay. About what?
So, Rumpster has nominated himself for president again.
Oh, Donald Rump?
Yeah, he doing it.
Yeah, man, he can't.
You know,
nothing.
I'm not. I don't know. I can't say. You know, I'm against it because they need somebody else to represent his party. But I wouldn't be surprised of him if he does win in the future. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I think it's pretty much over, man. The man is.
I do too.
Look, I think the world is tired about people doing wrong just because they got money. So I think people are tired of that. People are tired of people just coming and trying to bogart themselves into the candidacy. That's not going to escape you from the regular charges that you have as an original citizen, not as a president. So
he's a grifter. I say it all the time. He's a grifter. He don't care about nothing but himself and that money. No, he really doesn't, you know. And I guess we can say yay, yay, yay that the Democrats have won the Senate. Woo-woo. But
are we going to do the going to clap? No. Okay. Do you think
how about that?
Good thing that the Democrats won?
Oh, yeah. And thank God we didn't have to depend on Georgia with Gumpy over there, Marble Mouth, with their runoff of the Senate that they have to do in December. So thank you, Arizona, for pulling us through this hump. I do the hump to hump. Okay. Because Gargle Mouth. Oh, my God.
Okay,
I can't believe.
On a positive note. Okay. I want to switch subjects. We're going to some entertainment business. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So have you seen the new Black Panther? Wakanda
I did not.
Have you seen it?
I don't watch movies. You know I don't go to movies.
Look,
I don't
went to
watch
the movie
movies.
I saw it with my baby the other day, and oh, my God. You know it grossed $180 million. One of the top selling movies of this year, next to Doctor Strange. You know I'm a Marvel
sequel.
I'm a Marvel comic. I can go to sequel movies. Yo,
correction there. It's
this,
one of the top
this
sequel.
Movie sold.
I said it's one of the top grossing sequel movies.
Yes, but man, you know what? You know what?
What?
Me and my wife were talking about. They honored Chad Boswell. Man, they honored him. They honored him so much in this movie. And also, look, there were some good points and some bad points. But they really honored him in this movie, and I thank Marvel for that. Marvel, thank you very much for honoring Chad Boswell, you know, legacy. And also continuing with, you know, with and infusing that in the movie and then showing young black Americans or African Americans or Africans or even black people, period, just let's call it that. It's no difference. Don't let the separation or the names fool you, y'all. But anyway, they show young black young black women and men with intelligence and persevering through everything. Man, that was one of the biggest messages that I got at the movie. I want to give big ups to Marvel and showing Black Panther with them. Yo, you got to say.
Well, that'll work. Well, you know, I don't watch movies at the movie theater and I'll see it when I see it, and that way I can chime in and participate. But, you know, I'm all for it, and I'm glad that it was such a success.
Yeah, I'm glad it was such a success. And the reason why I'm giving Marvel some big ups is because I want them to produce our stuff. Marvel, big up.
You so silly.
Yep.
You so silly.
Yeah,
well, you know, I'm on politics today.
Okay.
I didn't know if I was coming or going today. I wasn't thinking about much, but we lost Nancy Pelosi. She's resigning
as
the House Speaker. Yep. You know, I'm wondering,
Look,
in her resignation,
okay.
have to do with her husband getting jumped on in the House, her age, which is, 80-something, I think she is?
Yes.
So I wonder if all those things didn't have something to do with her decision on resigning, you know, to the point where she's like, I'm not going to put my family in jeopardy. I've served
exactly.
long enough. I've done all this great
yes.
stuff. Let me focus on my family.
Look, I've been doing this for a minute. Somebody almost ran up in my house, hit my elbows upside the head and stuff. Look, I'm 80 years old. What you gonna do? What you gonna do, man? Look, do you still have your mind together at 80? Okay, it's time to give somebody else that seat. I think I need to resign right now. Yes.
Well, I think she has all her faculties,
but
maybe she's trying to, you know, get out before it does start affecting her, or the fact that, you know, like we said, her husband got attacked. But another question about that is, I didn't understand, knowing the how people are all hyped up against her, how people are all hyped up against Democrats, why she didn't have better
security
around her house.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And if he comes to your doorstep like that, look.
He wants the back way.
If he came to my doorstep like that and I'm in politics, like, yo, what the – why is that coming to my doorstep and my husband got a call to – I'm out. I'm out the game.
That's almost like selling drugs. If I'm selling drugs in the house, somebody can shoot up the house, boo. I'm
Where was her security? That's all I'm saying. Where was her security? Security! Security!
Is this a conspiracy thought? Because, like, for real, where is the security? Remember, they was already, everybody didn't really like Zelensky. So you already know they were already accosted they had a little something in front of their house, right?
What did you call it? Polensky? It's Pelosi.
Pelosi. They had a parade in front of their house. Remember that? Back last year.
I don't know. My thing was, you were aware of the height of people being upset and why your security around your home in California hadn't already been increased to make sure, you know, that you were okay.
Exactly.
You know, how did this person get in on your property? And if you did have security, where were they? How did he get up into your house? I mean, I got cat burglars.
Did he answer the door and then, hey, bow, got hit upside the head, or did he nook into the house?
Either way what?
It's crazy.
It is. That it is. That it is. J2.
Yeah.
I have, oh, man, did I not put it on here? Oh, yes, I did. I was looking for something because I had a message for you from Fred and Ethel. Because Ethel's going to be throwing down on Thursday.
Okay.
She's going to be frying turkeys. Matter of fact, her son Bam Bam is coming home for a couple of hours because he is in school. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so they're letting him leave for a couple of hours. He's going to come home and fry up her turkeys and stuff. So
That's
Bam Bam,
up.
Big ups to Bam Bam. So
Bam Bam.
I had a message. So I had a message for you from Ethel, and this is what she wanted to say to you.
What? Really?
Well, this is what Ethel wanted to say.
Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it! Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it! Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes.
Big up to Ethel and Fred on the beans, green tomatoes, and everything. So that's what we're going to be having on. Okay.
I'm telling you, this is Thanksgiving. Come on, man. I want to know what people cook. What y'all going to cook? Man, come on, man. It's Thanksgiving, man. We got to be thanking and giving.
I know. It's the holidays. It's the holidays.
Man, come on.
Yeah. All right, J2, I'll break to a commercial real quick. Yes, sir. What's
up? Okay. You know what?
So I'm going to break to a commercial.
Thank everybody for listening.
And,
it's going to be greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes. Okay.
And then we come back and I'll start pulling some callers in, all right?
That's what's
so
up.
So we are going to... I guess break to commercial, and then I got some music, I guess. I know I'm still learning, okay?
Already.
And I'm sitting here
That's
trying to
up.
Figure out what I'm trying to do. People, okay. I'm trying to find out. Okay, here we go.
That's what's up.
Do you need a haircut? Do you need to look fly at your next event? Or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the date you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon, 3033 West Parker Road, Unit Number 3, Plano, Texas, 75023. Yeah, ask my boy Black. He gonna hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon, the ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas. Yeah.
Yeah. everybody. This is Dante the Great, one half of the legendary group Mood, one half of the legendary group Space Invaders. You tuned in to Blog Talk Radio with J2 and Big Mouth, and that's what's up.
That's what's up. Welcome back, everybody. Okay. So, J2, I wanted to pose a question to you.
Okay.
And we're going to open this up for others to join in on this conversation.
Okay. Do we need to give them a number first?
Well, we have a caller. And I'm pulling her in.
You want to ask me the question first?
Because she's very formative, and we always enjoy talking to her. So, but I got a question. I was watching Fox Soul Queen, or Queen, whatever it's called, Fox Soul Queen, Fox Soul, I don't know what they call it. It was Vivica
okay.
Fox and all them. They were talking yesterday, so...
Okay.
They brought up a question, and I thought this was a kind of good question. If you
okay.
were to go and pick up your mother, let's say from home, work, and your girlfriend or your wife is riding with you, and your girlfriend or wife is sitting in the front seat, would you feel obligated to have your wife or girlfriend move to the back seat to allow your mother to sit in the front seat?
No.
No what?
No.
What? You... Wait. Are
my
you
wife
saying
is my
that...
wife. My
I
wife
get that.
First.
But out of respect for your mother, you gonna make your mother sit in the back seat? If she wants to sit back there, I get that. But out of respect, she would go in the front seat. That's just me. I'm old school. So we're going to open this up and see what others say. Okay?
Okay, because that's a big question. Well, okay. Well, let me retract that. Because, not retract. Let me iterate on that, because my granny would love to sit in the back seat. She loved to be chauffeured around. My mama do,
okay.
too.
Okay.
So
it all depends, right?
Because
some
don't
women
like
don't mind sitting in the back seat because they think young kids can't drive, or people younger than them.
No, I'm like the black nigga driving Miss Daisy. I'm like him. You know she sat in the back seat. He ain't never sit in the front.
But I was just wondering.
That's me. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You want to go buy
Hold
some
on.
Groceries? Well, look, I'm going to be
what?
Real funny. You want to go buy some groceries?
Oh. You know, I have to bring that up later. But we're going to pull our caller in real quick. All right?
Right.
What's up, caller? How you doing, Miss Beth?
Hi.
Hey.
Today I'm seafood zine connoisseur.
See, oh, okay.
CC, that's my middle name, CC, Cecilia. And so CC, the cuisine connoisseur. First, I'll go with your question, darling. If my mother wanted to sit in the front seat, I would have her sit there. My mother
prefers
to sit in the back seat. Well, hello,
Mom. You didn't say
hi to Jay, too. Hi, I'm sorry. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. Hello.
Good evening.
I'm enjoying you immensely. I love the radio, and you all are doing such a fine job. You've been around the world, and I love it. That's the first thing.
We're trying.
Excellent. If my mom wanted to sit in the front seat, she wherever she wanted to sit, and then the friends would go from there. I've been watching the Fox Queen, Vivica. What's that, Claudia, and Brad's sister. What's her name?
Oh yeah,
Lisa
and
Ray.
Then
Lisa
old
Ray.
Girl
Lisa,
J2,
Lisa,
you know her because we
Lisa
interviewed
Ray.
Her.
Who was that?
Lisa Ray.
Okay, Yeah, I haven't, right. But I haven't seen that episode.
And you know, the other girl, we interviewed her on Southern Video Vibe.
Okay, yeah, I like all of them.
We got stories on that one. We won't go there.
Okay.
But anyway, to answer the question.
Yeah.
No negativity. Okay. The young people that were killed in Idaho, they weren't shot. They were killed with a knife.
Oh,
with a big dagger.
They?
Dagger. Yeah, United States Marine Corporation dagger that they used in the war. Yes. Okay, we'll move on quickly from that.
Oh, I thought
Hello?
They were
yeah.
shot.
Yeah.
No,
deep.
They were not.
That's deep.
They were nice.
That's deep.
Yeah, that was. Ooh.
Yeah, that's kind of
that
deep.
Person. Yeah, yeah. You know. So anyway.
So what good news we got?
I'll tell you in a minute, but Pelosi.
Yes, Thanksgiving. What you got cooking? What you cooking?
Wait
what
a minute. Let her answer the question. She was talking about Nancy
thinking?
Pelosi.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
I think it's time. She stepped down graciously. It's time to leave. You know, with the new regime coming in and all that's going on, and the House House of Representatives, the Congress, everything is changing, and it's new people. It's time for change. She's been there. She's 80 years old. It's time for her to go. Now, her security, I understand. The government takes care of her for her security there in Washington. But her husband, they have to pay for that out of their own pockets. So he doesn't have
money.
Proper security. Well, you know, it's whack. The government, you know, it's whack. We know, you're not going to, oh, boy. But anyway, So also, Carlo, that those are good points. Where was the security, and why weren't they there, and how did they get in? So, I mean,
exactly.
You know, it's more than meets the eye. There's something
exactly.
going on there. Pardon, yes.
Yeah,
we know
yeah,
that.
Right, you might
just,
be right about that.
Both of you are
like, where was
everybody
at that point in time? What, y'all just happened to turn a blind eye? Oh, y'all was on duty, but y'all just turned a blind eye, and somebody
and
just come right up there and hit the man upside the head.
Yeah, I guess it happens.
Right.
So I mean, that's the way life goes.
I mean, just think about it.
Wrong place at the wrong time. You
come
know,
on,
and
man.
But the killer, the person who did it, if he planned it, he knew what he was doing. He knew when he could
right.
get in. He knew that. He knew when the man was vulnerable. And
where
and
did he get that intel from?
Right. He if he studied
exactly.
it,
exactly.
He knew when to get in.
When,
but
where,
you know,
and how?
We are going through
military
so much.
I am military. Yes. He has to know
listen,
when, where, and how.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for all your service that you
you're welcome.
Honor our country and making us safe so that we can see everything.
You're
thank you.
Is that what happened at the Capitol? We don't even want to talk about that. I don't want
well,
to that's a different
I know one thing, y'all. I know one thing. I want y'all to marinate on my question. I'm going to go to a commercial break. When I come back, I got another caller holding. We're going to bring that person in.
Okay,
and see what
yeah.
they think about my question, but I'm going to break
you,
to a commercial,
and about,
then
yeah. Trump, that's
say it again.
Running again. Oh my God!
Oh, I know.
Oh,
so think about the question. I want you to marinate on that. All right, marinate
okay.
on
that's
that, y'all.
Up.
That's what's up. Okay.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horst and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
project the intellect, but some accept and then give you it, but if you what? The visa or the chief are often come to take this up, but must I be just enough to manifest the fabric mathematics, like be that of Asiatic, rock the face, the track, the static, and that's your rocket to my concept, and I got to stand for this, so that's why civilized it, hip hop rhyme from a black mind, to kicking it to you all the time, ice alarm, you like a more of peace sign, represent my way of life, and be that of Islam, I spend my time, before I manifest the rhyme, sharp and accurate, to stop the music on a dime, knowledge me, acapella, wisdom G, I'm manifesting, understanding, undismissal, there's no need for I keep you guessing, follow me now, see, I'll be rocking. The second hand is ticking, still the posse don't be clocking. Controllers of the clock be ticking closer to the point. Rock this funky joint, keep joint. BPRT for short, now don't want more, But am I too much with a mentor? Proceed, teacher, please, just keep it sort of simple like hip-hop. You're complicated, the I place it according to the moods of my intellect. Step for step, I step a little closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. But I'm your teacher, I teach ya. Rocker when I rock ya. The king I pull from is a different style of hip-hop. Move like a wise word, spoken from a prophet. Rough like a slave trying to get away. See, I'm combined with two kinds of rhyme trying to reach ya. The knowledge of my righteous teacher, stop the flip the topic, Islamically I drop it, my duty be to teach, so keep your pistol in your pocket, eyes up, floor and master, traveling faster, as I get closer to the point, rock this funky joint, keep joint. I have to get the styles that you be seeking and the words that I be speaking. For righteous teachers, posse teaching. Anyone that likes this style that I be styling, mentally profiling. Should I say move with the roughness, just serving justice. Suckers try to suck this, but I be scoping. Never, I'm not sleeping.
Because it's culture freedom, G.
Who's posse ruling?
PRT.
Word B. It's sort of simple, see? Now look at me, the holy intellectual type. When I write, the spirit always keep me something hype. I pet the mic, yo. Whole life, I'm creating. Man, I'll be the statement. Can I say I'm great when there's not another brother greater? Turn a culture, beat him for support. See, man, I put the point.
Rock this funky joint. Keep joint.
Yo, this your boy Ju, Sound Like Representative. You listen to That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio, Big Mouth, and J2, and it's a family thing, all the way from Dallas to the Bay. Yeah.
Yada! What's up, y'all? Welcome back. That's what's up. J2.
What it do?
What you doing over there? We still got Miss Beth. What we got? Cece. What did she say? She's Cece Culinaire today. We got her on the line, and we've got a new caller. Let me pull a new caller in real quick, and
okay.
Y'all better be ready for my question now.
Okay.
I thought that was a good question.
That was a great question.
Okay, thank you. Hello, caller. What's up? How you doing? Oh, hello?
Such a call like this.
Hello?
I'm not even going out. But
I was
gonna
say, where you going?
Well,
hello?
I got somebody on. I don't know.
Hello?
We're gonna put them back on hold. Hello?
Hi, Nick.
We're putting them back on hold.
Turn your radio down.
All right, I put them back on hold. Miss Bev, you still there?
Hey. Yeah, you know what? Remember last week we talked about Brittany Grimes. And,
yeah.
And we don't want to forget her. You're all over the world. Let's everybody send her something, a package or a card or anything. Let's all over the world, let's mandate wherever she is and send her something.
You know what?
You know what
they sent her? They sent her to a work and concentration like camp.
I know that. No. We talked about that last week. I know that. With concentration camp. Let's try and send them to the
free labor on your ass.
We talked about But that's just my thought. You know, you don't have to. I just thought that we don't, you know, all over the world, we don't want to forget her. You know, and another thing, this Thanksgiving, what are we thankful for? And one other
thank
thing.
You. I'm thankful
thank
for
you.
Being alive. I have to say that. I'm very thankful for being alive. I am thankful that I'm walking, that I'm talking. I find things every day to be thankful for, and I'm not joking. I get up, and I thank God as soon as I open my eyes up, and I stir my coffee in a clockwise motion, and I'm thankful for everything and everybody, and I wish the best
thank
on
you.
All my family and friends.
That's
what I'm thankful
Beautiful.
For.
Thank you, Lord,
for
that
life.
We
it's
here
that's
right
wonderful.
Now. Every morning we wake up is thank you.
Yes, yes.
Because it ain't
right.
given, because y'all know I flatlined there at
yes.
one point.
Yes,
and they brought
yes,
me back
yes.
to life.
Thank
so,
you.
That's beautiful.
Being
yes.
able to see every day. Hear
you.
Stuff, and if people ever tell you that somebody in a coma can't hear nothing, they lying. Because I could hear stuff but just could not respond, and
yes.
there was like a
wonderful.
Deep
that's
state
good to know.
Sleep.
That's
you.
Good so, to know. I'm thankful for my sister for doing what she did for me, all that stuff. I'm thankful.
Man.
Yes. I had a friend that was in a coma
family.
For 8 months. Yeah.
Say it again, Ms. Beth.
Beautiful. So we put that out there. And another thing, I want to talk about a sweet potato pie. I learned how to make a sweet potato pie from my Auntie Mame. You know
oh,
who I'm
my
talking.
Grandmother.
That's right. She taught me how to make a sweet potato pie. And I can get down. They're the best in the world. And plus, I know the secret. There's a secret. Also,
there is. There is.
Yes, and I know the,
I think
and
I know what
secret.
That secret is. I know what that
and
secret is.
Then you can't
well,
make it heavy. Don't make your
I ain't
pie
gonna
heavy.
You, I'll tell you after the holidays. I'm going to tell you what is the secret to
the
best of everything. That's the trivia question.
When I look at all these recipes and they have milk in them, I say, that's not the pie. That's not the original. Because I was taught there's no milk in our sweet potato pie.
You can't make it heavy now. You can't
no,
have a hockey
oh,
puck.
Light and tasty and yummy and that's how mine is.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah. Look, you know, hey, look, on my side of the family, yo,
We cookers over here in the D, man. We, man, that,
oh,
I mean.
I believe it. I can dig it. But everywhere, everybody get down, you know, and Thanksgiving.
These are hand-down secrets, too. You don't even, you ain't
everybody's
no recipe
got them.
For it.
Everybody, no, everybody's got them. Every family's got them. That's what family's all about. That's what Thanksgiving is all about. Going home to my family,
exactly.
Your family, the
family, right.
Whatever, you know.
And we all family, all together.
Right. Yes. Well,
Miss Jeff, are you cooking anything for Thanksgiving?
I was going to Washington, to D.C., but my leg condition is not really good. So I haven't planned my menu yet. But I probably will. I like a fresh turkey. I get a fresh turkey and I do all the trimmings and everything and make all the stuff. It's fun. And I make a cornbread dressing and I make the dressing
I want to make a chicken.
Okay.
Chicken,
all right. You make it with the giblet gravy?
Yeah.
You make it with the giblet gravy?
Like Odessa makes hers. Odessa Ward.
Like my grandmother used to make.
Oh yeah, So I make a, you know, good stuff, but I'll see. I was going to go to you know, to D.C., Maryland, but my condition, my legs and things are not where I want them to be. But anyway, yes, I'll probably fix something. And I see Shannon's making some pie, so I'm going to order from Noir to Bean. I'm going to order an apple pie from her. And see what her apple
Jay,
pie.
J2 got a friend. He's out there cooking turkeys, isn't it, J2?
Chelvino.
Okay.
Chelvino, he can get a wrong place, but yeah, he cooking turkeys, you know, and he's just trying to promote his business and
That's nice.
He already got him already ready, so you know it's like people are in a rush these days. You know, some people ain't got time to cook turkeys. You know, we're trying to get off COVID. People need to work. I'm working on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I'm working on Thanksgiving. You hear me? For people that are like, I don't got time to cook a turkey. Man,
it's 2022.
Yeah.
It's what you do.
But he does much more than that. He does way much more than that. So,
yeah.
Just give him a shout out. Just give him y'all, you know, shout out. You know, hey, boom. Somebody needs turkey. You know, people like us, always on the move, you know.
Beautiful.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in tonight, and I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Dolly.
All right, now, happy Thanksgiving,
y'all. I will make sure that I check on you this holiday, all right?
You. Very well.
Love you.
Or whatever, yes. Yes, because you know the day after Thanksgiving was me and Ginger. That was our day. We shopped till we dropped.
Okay, sure did.
We did that
for Friday.
That was my
mom. Talk about Black Friday.
Oh no, we're not.
We used to
talk about Black Friday.
We didn't call it no Black Friday. We did
another can of worms, Big Mouth.
Thank you, Ms. Beth, and have
peace.
A happy Thanksgiving.
Peace.
Bye.
And love. Peace.
Love.
Love you. All right, J2. So time is, I didn't realize it was winding down as quickly as it was. So,
I mean,
I'm going to play one more song.
Don't even tell me. We just getting started.
I know. So I'll see if we can run over a little bit. We'll see. I don't know.
We got another caller. I know we got some other callers on.
Well, we had that caller. We lost them. So maybe they were just calling, listening in. I don't know. But in the meantime. That's what's up.
That's a group thing. It's got a funky sway. Well, it's a group thing, a group thing.
Come on.
We're moving on, keeping strong. Don't you let them hear you wrong. It's a group thing. We're gonna give you what you want. As long as you're around,
ready. It's that all-time creative mind, T-Hi, a.k.a. Mr. Switzerland Esquire, your favorite urban filmmaker, music producer from the South. And you're listening to the hottest blog talk radio show on planet Earth. What is it?
That's What's Up.
With that girl, Big Mouth, and that boy, J2, you now rocking with the best. Let's go.
That's what's up, y'all. Day two, welcome back. You know, I get to pushing stuff, and I was pushing too quick, and here it be.
Oh, God.
Here we be. You know, I had to laugh at that. So, well, day two, would you like to give some positive affirmations?
Yes, ma'am. I was waiting for you to ask me.
Okay.
This was heavy on my heart, man. It's so simple. I think everybody know it. But I'm going to break it down in some real terms. It's John 3:16. So it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, his only one, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Now think about that.
Okay.
Yes, and it's so simple. It's so simple that just if you just believe, you know, he gave his son, his own son. So, hey, man, yo, look, this dude is going to come save y'all, man. You know, you heard me?
It's just so simple.
I'm sending my son, Jesus, Yeshua, whatever name he got, because God got many names, just Dr. Devil. You know, but he sent his son to forgive us for our sins because he put him on the cross. So I'm giving my son to you. And that's just point blank period. And that's the end all say all. So I just wanted everybody to remember what the real reason was.
Okay.
So we
I just want to say to everybody, I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. And whoever you consider your family, enjoy your time with them.
Okay.
Be thankful for the little things in life. Definitely. And I'm saying that from experience. I don't want to sound like I'm a Bible banger or anything of that nature. I'm just a well-wisher, and I think of things in a positive frame of mind. So I just want to make sure that everybody have a good Thanksgiving. Well, I'm trying to – I think I got an extra little couple of minutes before we end. So maybe I'll drop something in there real quick.
Okay.
Love
y'all, man. Great show.
Yep. We'll be back, though, before I got to set a farming in the potato.
Waiting. George Hageman, former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and Jake Too.
Well, welcome back, y'all. Jake Too, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
That's what's up.
Even though I know you got to work on that day, which is a good day. You're making some money on that day. For sure.
Yo, you know, I think Thanksgiving, you know, is a very special time. You know, friends and family, everybody going everywhere. Y'all be safe out there traveling, and you know, trying to meet family and friends. It's going to be a great Thanksgiving for everybody. Peace and blessings, y'all.
Yes, and like the farmer said, to the potato.
Yeah.
Plant you now.
No.
See you later.
Good night, sweetheart. Rest time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Rest time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart.
Hey, yo, check this out. This your boy Picasso Verbidelic, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Verbidelic!